Maybe before we start with the agenda, maybe we can give Alyssa the very quick 2-minute background just to bring her up to speed on everything that's happened. Maybe I can do some, I'll just say a quick word or two, and then if anybody else has anything else to add for context, please do. But Alyssa, we have been meeting for several months at this point, fairly informally. We had had some discussions with the Technical Steering Committee at the end of last year, so I guess that's been about 6 months or so ago. We had floated the idea at the time of doing something around community health as a working group, and basically the feedback in a nutshell was that it wasn't well defined enough. It was a little too vague or a little too broad. So they, since those discussions at the Technical Steering Committee, we've been meeting as a group to try to identify what exactly it is that we want to do. You know, there's all sorts of things that could be done, but I think a phrase that came up at other previous meetings is we can't boil the ocean. So like, what is it that we as a group can do and think we should do? And so we've had enough of those discussions where now the general feel of the group, this was an action item that came out of the last meeting, the general feel of the group is to go back to the Technical Steering Committee and say, hey, we've been discussing this for a while. Here is what we think is a clearer, crisper definition of what we want to do. Do we have that mandate? Is this something that, you know, there's buy-in for? And then move forward with that. So that's, yeah, let me drop a link. That's basically the agenda for today. You know, we've been working on a draft document that summarizes our, you know, discussions and then has a proposal to the Technical Steering Committee. So for the people on the phone, apologies. I think I did share it out yesterday on email too. But here, I'm going to drop it on the chat window where the document is. Before we take a look at that document, does anybody else have anything to share with Alyssa about just where we are today, how we got here?
Sorry, fumbling for my mute. No, I think that's sort of the gist of it. We'd gone to the TSC to create some sort of structure around it. And maybe one other dimension there was feedback of saying that, well, this is probably a cross-cutting concern and maybe it's sort of just part of what the TSC does. And it's not a technical working group. So we got a little bit of pushback on that aspect. But I think that one of the challenges that we've had to make progress after that point was that without having more of the visibility aspects of a working group, like having a public mail list and chat forum and things like that, it's ironically a little bit harder for people to get engaged, which is sort of the opposite of what you want.
That's right. We're modeling anti-inclusiveness. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that I think we want to go back is let's make this more visible. Let's make this more open.
Well, and I think the fact that Alyssa is interested in this, you know, conversation, but yet hadn't been aware of it, you know, proves that, yeah, we can't really effectively move forward without that official mandate and that visibility. Because you're right, there was no way that she, you know, had heard about it until Dan, you reached out to her about it. And there's no real way, you know, for others to find out about it either. So we do need to be a lot more public about this if we're going to move forward with it. So agreed. I don't think the structure that we've been using over the past few months should continue. So with that having been said, I don't know if everybody has had a chance to look at the document. Maybe we can just give people a minute or two to look at it. Or has everybody had a chance to look at it in advance?
So I've had a chance to review it, and maybe I'll just kind of warm people up as you might be looking through it for the first time. David did a great job of pulling all the thoughts together. Some of the edits I made were just to tighten it up around demographics as a first goal, but I was kind of back and forth on that because the other words that you see struck out there are like the last thing, tone of communications, that would relate to the civility part of DCI. So I don't want to over-constrain scope, and I also don't want to go into the Technical Steering Committee and not have something that, that looks tight.
So on this, Dan, we do have the form typically for doing the working group proposals. And I think that would be a good refactorization of this document that was done previously is, you know, doing the proposal. We can wait on when we propose it, right? We can just fill out the form and then sit on it for a little while until we feel like that wiki document is where we need for it to be. But, you know, there is some, there is more guidance, I think, in those forms in regards to, you know, what is some of the stuff that they're looking for, like the scope, the work products, who the collaborators are, the interested parties, all that type of information. And so I feel like we do kind of need to like reverse engineer the current document into that as well.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And we should definitely refactor the document into the right template. I'm trying to pull the template up now. There we go.
I just posted the link in chat. I think to me, because like when I look at the document, the main thing that I see missing is the goals portion, you know, which is the scope and the work products. And so if we could figure those out a little bit more, even if it's, you know, this is me changing my tune, by the way, for everyone, because at first I was afraid of this being a working group because I just thought it was too huge. But if we could even do something that's almost like, you know, a response to an RFP or, you know, call for proposals as to these are the different things. We've interviewed a bunch of people, we've gone through and we've surveyed this and we've done this and we've done this and we think these are the most important things that we should be looking at would be amazing for my team and the Linux Foundation. So something along those lines, I think would be a really good scoped goal. But yeah, that, I think that's, to me, when I sat in on that discussion, the big thing that we were lacking is what are we going to complete?
Yeah, that's good feedback, especially about using that format for the working group proposal.
Guys, I apologize because I can't see the document, but I do want to mention something that I put out in the initial email to you, Dan and Dave. Accenture actually has research in the field right now addressing specifically what people are seeing and experiencing in blockchain-related roles. And we'd love to include this broader audience to as a sample set, just to poll people and see what's the environment like, what do they want to see, what's working well, what's not working so well in the broader ecosystem. Thoughts on maybe adding that into the mix?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So just sort of tactically, what do you do to poll and how do you deal with PII and data retention? These are things that have stymied our progress so far.
So I can actually give you a little bit of so Accenture obviously is super strict on data privacy, particularly when we ask questions, you know, demographically related questions about gender, et cetera, which is essential because we consider dropping them. But clearly, for us to truly understand the definition of inclusion and diversity and people's feelings about it, we wanted to understand the demographics of the people that we were polling. So after many months, we cleared some of those hurdles. It's anonymized. So the data is aggregated based upon the particular criteria, but there's no name attached to it. And we won't retain the data. It really is just for us to get a read on what is happening in this environment so we know how to address it. You know, one of the biggest aspects of this is we don't want to just, we're not just looking for statistics. We actually want to have a sense of people's take on what we can do to take it forward and then have an action plan come out of it.
And those are like individual interviews that somebody conducts or it's a
two. There's a poll and that's where, again, like it's anonymized. But if you opt in to do an interview with us, like a qualitative interview, then clearly this is us, you know, sitting down and having a conversation with you and you're offering, I think it's you're opting in to let us, you know, have that data. But in those interviews, they're more qualitative for us just to get a sense of, you know, the verbatims. We want to have a better understanding of, you know, what leaders in the industry are actually experiencing and what they think might work or what they've seen work well in order to make sure that we have you know, steps forward.
Yeah, that sounds like a great option for us to have on the table. One of the bullets that you can't read right now is it says devising and implementing various ways to measure relevant attributes such as demographics. So that might still be the granularity of goal that we put on the proposal. And then in, you know, one of the first meetings, then we can propose using Accenture, inviting Accenture to extend their pool into Hyperledger and share aggregated results, that kind of thing. We kind of work through the details and we might actually have a quicker path to success on that point than I would have thought.
Yeah,
agreed.
That's really exciting.
And actually, because I can tell you, we have a ton of research. We actually, as Karen knows, on the social impact call, we had the managing director who oversees all of our digital, so that in, digital, operational, and tech, which includes blockchain research. She has a disability, so she just published a paper with Ted Kennedy Jr. in the Harvard Business Review on, and it has a ton of statistics on bringing more disabled individuals into the workforce and what that yields. So we have a lot of research that we can leverage almost as a benchmark about the tech industry in general. And but like I said, what we're trying to get to is how do we compare? So we have some preliminary data on how we compare to other emerging technologies and how we compare obviously to the broader tech industry. But right now it feels very anecdotal. We'd love to have some, you know, and even co-branded, we'd love to have some statistics to say, this is it. This is where we're starting. And so we have a baseline from which we can continue to measure over the course of the next several years to see what impact we might be able to have and how demographics might change over that course of time. So I'm excited that you guys are open to the idea.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think that's the point of building the community here. We don't want to have to reinvent the wheel or duplicate efforts. And it sounds like, yeah, we'd love to coordinate and collaborate.
I know, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, and that opens up a lot of questions for me too about, yeah, next steps, but I guess to not jump the gun too much. Going back to bringing this conversation back to the technical steering committee, it sounds like the main feedback I've heard so far was it was more around the formatting of what we're proposing and just adding more detail. It sounds like nobody's really disagreed with what's been written so far. I mean, maybe we can change the way we're presenting it or add more detail, but any concerns or questions or feedback?
Hey, David, this is Karsten. And this is, I wanted to highlight a part of this that I like, and I'm just wondering if it wants a little bit more, if it's good enough as it is. And my caveat is that to remind that I'm coming from this discussion group here, this working group is my first introduction to Hyperledger community. So I don't really, I don't know what other things the community might be sensitive about. So reading through this reads really well to me. I don't see anything that's going to raise alarm bells to anybody necessarily in a community-centric alarm bells, right? I figure you all know how to navigate those pieces. But the one area that I was paying attention to was it's right after the bulleted list where you talk about the focusing in on gender diversity and a little bit about why and from there. And I appreciate that it says this is the first step in a roadmap. We know that, you know, we have to kind of pick a spot in the sand, somewhere to start from. And this is where we're starting from. We're not saying that other participation and other ideas aren't welcome. If you want to work on those, come in and do that too, right? I'm just wondering if we might want to go a little bit farther and strengthen the language around recognizing people whose reactions to seeing that gender diversity is going to be the focus, you know, kind of like feel a sense of letdown that once again, the focus is going to be on something that's not their group or something that, because I know this is a little bit of a controversy that I've been hearing from people about feeling like it's always one group that's paid attention to and not my group sort of thing or something. And so I don't know if we want to, I'm not sure exactly, I could propose a couple ideas that would sort of say, you know, something along the lines, if we recognize that not everybody agrees that this is the best place to start, but we've decided this is where we're starting, and you know, something like that. Does that make sense? Or is that I'm not sure if that's a concern or not. So I'm putting it out there. See if it's
I actually think I'm sorry I'm jumping in there, but you've addressed something that I think is really important. It doesn't do anybody any good to have like a certain subset talking to each other, talking to themselves about how to create a more inclusive environment. It's a conversation that everybody needs to be involved in. And we're certainly not trying to, there's research everywhere that basically says that, you know, diversity training, for example, fails, even though $8 billion is spent on it every single year. So understanding how to make sure that we talk about this in the construct of, yes, we're focusing on maybe what is the largest underrepresented demographic, doesn't mean that we are doing it that at the expense of anybody else. And everybody has to play a role in how this unfolds. Does that make sense, or is that too Pollyanna?
That's exactly where I'm coming from. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Carson, I'm sorry. I missed like the tail end of what you were saying. The internet dropped most of your words, but I caught up through, you know, somebody feeling like this is again a time where a different group is being recognized and not their group.
Yeah, and I think that in particular, I think that there's a little bit of an outcry, and I think Alyssa just referenced that there's a little bit of an outcry of people feeling like. It's always like, okay, one group, the largest underrepresented group of women in this case being focused on first, it raises some issues with people. You know, like sometimes there's an argument that says that you would want to go to the most marginalized, most difficult situations and start there. Right. And we're just saying we're not having that argument. You know, we've decided that this is where we're starting because it makes sense and that's okay. We understand. I don't know exactly what we're saying, but. But that's what I'm wondering if we want to address that a little more directly.
I think adding, you mentioned you had some suggestions. So yeah, I don't know if you want to just edit it in the doc and we can respond to it, or if you want to just talk through it. But I think it would be good. Mandy brought this up in a previous meeting, and I think it's good to signal that we've thought about it and discussed it as a group. You know, she had said that there's all sorts of different aspects of diversity. So like, how do we indicate that we've considered those and are aware of them, to your point?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll go ahead and try to add a sentence in here. We'll see how this goes.
We've had.
I think that there's also. Sorry, Dan.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we've also pivoted away from talking about diversity, in its own little shell, because that can lend itself to being tokenization or, you know, a statistic versus inclusion. Which is again this notion that everybody is involved, everybody should be part of this conversation because we want the entire ecosystem to be inclusive and feel included.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So you speak about an inclusion effort.
There's almost three representations, right? There's the diversity. Yes, we need to get our numbers up. There's diversity and inclusion because we want to make sure that our numbers up so we can, you know, create an environment where not everybody looks the same or thinks the same or acts the same or has the same point of view. And then there's inclusion where truly we're trying to make everybody feel welcome and that they can bring their whole selves into a project or something that they're involved in within this ecosystem. That's how that's how it's going to get to scale. That's how we're going to get to the best innovation. That's how we're going to get, you know, this truly off the ground.
Yeah, and what I wanted to add to that then too is that in the preceding months of discussion, I think we have discussed some of the possible breadth, and we should definitely try to find a way to capture that we've had those discussions, so it doesn't look like we're avoiding or haven't thought through that. And one other historical data point on the why gender diversity is because one of the sparks for this was the technical steering committee election last year. We didn't have any applicants that were female, at least obviously female from looking at people's names. So one of the things that sparked the discussion was a question of whether we had poor representation. on gender specifically. We don't have data to help guide us to some of the what might be more, I can't think of what the right word is that you used, but sort of the most marginalized, if that was the term.
We don't have that data, and I think that we have, this group has spent a lot of time on how to get that data and the various constraints in trying to get that data, and my worry is that is going to become a barrier to even considering actionable steps. I don't think we should, data would be great, but I don't think that should be a prerequisite to doing something. Because I think we all know how instinctively how diverse or not diverse this community is. And we could also focus on just doing things that will actually get us start acting on this instead of spending a lot of time discussing how to get the data, how hard it is to get the data, et cetera. And then we're just spinning wheels.
Yeah, Karen, I agree with your feedback, and maybe this, again, is jumping the gun a little bit, but maybe the structure, if the working group gets approved, maybe we structure things as subgroups so we can do things in parallel and not have to your point, block on having one aspect be done before we look at another. Maybe there's a metrics subgroup and a, you know, some other sort of subgroup happening at the same time.
I think doing things in parallel would be really important to really feel like we can make progress and show some impact a year from now. And that impact can be, this is what we did. It doesn't necessarily have to be, this is, we X a number of people identified.
Yeah, that also brings to mind, do we want to try to put some minor success, well, I shouldn't say minor, but if we feel like we've had some successes, no matter how small, I wonder if that's worth calling out in the proposal or not.
Yeah, I mean, just like Carson's doing, if you have suggestions for additions, please, everybody should have access to the doc. If not, let me know and I can confirm. I think the settings are open to everybody, so please feel free to wordsmith or edit or comment. So yeah, Dan, if you see a place to add that, please do.
Are there successes that come to mind for folks? So like one thing that comes to mind for me is we now have inclusivity slide and graphic that we put at the top of our meetings, sort of alongside the antitrust policy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be good to call out as an example of a recommendation and an action. Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this. I suspect that our mentorship program this year is more diverse than it was last year, but I would defer to David Hughesby as to exactly how much or not.
I don't know the exact numbers, but it is true. It is much more diverse this year. We have, it's mostly geographically diverse. I think we only have one or maybe two female out of 20. But we are definitely geographically diverse. I think we're on all continents this year, except Antarctica.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's an aspect that we want. Yeah, it's a global community. Yeah, we should have representatives from everywhere.
Right. We were worried, too, because the demographics of the application process were heavily skewed towards certain geographic areas. And we have a plan for next year. Basically, what we wanted to do this year, but next year we're going to start early so that the administrative overhead is met with time, you know, in time. This year we got stymied by some of the how you talk to college students, you know, infrastructure stuff. So anyway, if you guys are talking about action plans, that's one I can propose, which is I can do a presentation on our market, on the mentorship selection program and the mentor and the marketing that we had come up with. and I would love feedback and maybe design how we could improve it for next year. Okay. So on a future meeting, I can put that on the agenda and tell everybody what we did. I mean, it did move the needle this year, although it was a bit slight, but it did change.
That's great.
Yeah, I think that's a really good example from like thinking about what Karen was saying. Let's not get bottlenecked behind having to get metrics, which has maybe been part of my bent for a while, is we can't measure improvement if we can't measure at all. But I think Karen's point is excellent, that even if we can't measure what the impact is, there's definitely things that we can and should be doing. And so starting to list those out, whether in this proposal or in subsequent meetings, is great.
I totally agree with you, Dan. It's really insightful. I think the reason I would note, at least me personally, would narrow in on our internship program is because we already have all the demographics data of past interns. So we already have measured that information, and we can set goals and we can measure the outcome of next year and see if we are moving in the right direction. And, you know, certainly we have metrics challenges with our broader community, but this is one place where we can have a quick win, I think.
Yeah, that's great that we already have the data and a baseline. Yeah, for sure. It could be a good focus area for us, for the group.
Another one is, I believe the person who proposed the smart contracts working group was a woman, and I think that was a first, perhaps. I'm not sure if she's still the chair. I haven't checked. But that seemed to be unique amongst the working groups.
Thanks for sharing that. I see that Carson has stopped typing, so I do want to go back to his point. Hey, Carson, did you want us to look at what you wrote?
Yeah, sure. It's a little wordy, but I was just trying to get everything. And I was also trying to capture a little bit of what we were saying as we were saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems fine to me. Thank you for adding that.
Sure.
I have to admit, I am thrilled with the ideas of doing the actionable things to be more inclusive, regardless of measurement.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Figuring out what some of those are, and not only that, but how can we take that and signal it out a little bit more? Like we did do, you know, we were pretty aggressive on the mentorships, and I don't think we signaled that out. And I think that is one of those things that we should also look forward to doing, is how we can signal out more. Because that changes people's perceptions too, is that they want to see that we are putting the efforts that we're putting into it.
Oh, for sure.
I think doing like something like the thing with Alyssa is a good signal, for example. And how can we do that with some of our other outreaches and making sure that we are showing that
for sure.
Beyond measurement?
To your point, Salona, like part of my recommendations for next year was a bigger ground game. So that would necessitate signaling out broader.
Totally.
Because I want to try to recruit, whether it's meetup organizers or just community people. I want to get a bunch of people on the ground going to job fairs and being physically present on campuses that we want to target for recruitment.
Yeah.
Right. And we can also go beyond coding, right? I mean, what if someone comes in to help, you know, design better processes, or someone comes in and says, hey, UX sucks. I want to come in and work on that. You know, we can expand from that.
And we can tweak, you know, because we do a call for proposals for these mentorships. So we can tweak those next year, even propose some ourselves that are like, you know, educational materials in Chinese or user interface review and update refresh for, you know, Blockchain Explorer or whatever, right? We can get more into the less code kinds of things as well.
Yeah. No, I totally, these are all good points. I mean, if the working group gets created, I think that's how we get new people to step up and want to join us, by showing that there is a lot happening and this is an active group and they can work with us on a number of different things that are already in motion.
That reminds me, there's also one thing that I'm looking at starting to doing for the TSC meetings is having somebody from the community that might not already be vocal in the TSC meetings, help kick off the meeting and then introduce them and talk about what they do and then sort of move along with the meeting after that.
I think that's a great idea, Dan. And I was going to bring up what, you know, I think really sort of sparked a lot of this was, you know, the discussion at Member Summit, but also the TSC election last year. And, you know, that's coming up in the fall, I think. It's, what, November or something? You know, so what's being done, because that's where a lot of this conversation was sparked. So, you know, what's being done to you know, help the candidacies of the TSC committee?
Karen, you had...
Could be a discussion with this group.
Right, yeah. To that point, that I think links to the other discussion we had, I don't remember, a week or two ago, where I brought up the point that anytime we do self-selection like that, you're going to get a random sampling of our community, and that random sampling will reflect the demographics of our community. So if we want to change the set of people that are up for, say, election, we have to either entirely get away from random sampling, like, hey, nominate yourself or whatever. I don't know this is a fix for the election thing, but it would be a fix for presentations at our events. We need to move away from self-selection and more to an invitation process. And we can even nurture it as being a almost like a compliment, right, to be invited to speak or whatever. And that would give us much more control over who comes up onto the stage and stuff. And we've tried to do this in the past, but it just hasn't been formalized. Like, we don't have a master list of, you know, that we can mine. I know we have our Salesforce and stuff, but we need to be able to mine some community database that allows us to reach out to the people we want to see on stage, rather than putting a random call out for proposals and then being surprised when that sample set exactly reflects our community as it is today.
Yes, definitely. And I think you can do both. I mean, you can keep the call out and also do specific outreach, which is what I think would make sense for the TSC nominations.
Yeah. I think that specifically the work to be done that this group could do is developing the capability of who do we want to invite, right? That's still very hard right now to know who to talk to.
I think those are all good points. There, I am keeping an eye on the time. So I did want to bring up one other thing just to make sure we had time for it. If you look on the bottom of the proposal, there's one, the second to the last paragraph from the bottom references this. If we were to organize this as a working group, and Dan, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about any of this, but if we were to organize this as a working group, my understanding of the structure is that working groups must be chaired by community members, not staff members. Staff members just support. So I think we need a discussion on that. If you see at the very bottom, the document, this note as it's written, says TBD in terms of who sends it. I mean, I think we would want to have a discussion on, is there some sort of person who's bringing this conversation back to the TSC? And is there somebody, if the TSC says yes to the working group, who would be interested in sharing this effort? I don't know, Dan, is there anything to add?
Yeah, that captures things well. So for anything, whether it's a project proposal or a working group proposal, it really needs to have the community behind it. That's both for the optics of it, as well as just the substance, that if it's not community driven, then it's not a real thing. And so we've got tremendous participation from LF staff people here. So definitely don't want to diminish the importance of that, but want to highlight that this is something that's important to the community, and not just to the staff. So I'm happy to volunteer to be the interim chair. And I think the way that working groups have been operating recently is they sort of get off the ground with an interim chair. And then as they find their way, they vote in a quote unquote permanent chair. Usually we're just lucky to have somebody volunteer. As we get the group underway, hopefully we've got broader participation after a couple months, and then we've got a better sense of what our working group looks like and who wants to step up to lead at that point.
Great. Well, thank you for that offer. We might need to rewrite that last paragraph and to say that we do have some people identified to lead and embrace this, and that we do have a plan to have a process to find a permanent community lead.
I think if we announce this to our general population, we'll get a fair amount of people signing up for it. I'm not too worried about it getting community support, because I think it's just such a topic that's near and dear to so many hearts, that if we do launch it and announce it, we should do it. I do think that we need to spread our wings a little wider than just the TSC and going to the general membership. But yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think once this is approved, I guess it's my thought was more short term. Like, for example, I probably shouldn't send this email to the TSC, for example.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of Brian's point. So I'm happy to send it out. I'm happy for somebody else to send it out. I'm happy to put, like, if you look at the template that Salona linked, what we need to do is put in a name there. My intent would be that if I was a chair, it would just be on the interim basis to help get the community underway, and then ideally somebody else is elected out of that larger group that we grow to take it forward further.
Great. Well, that clarifies, yeah, how we're going to come back to the TSC. So thank you for that offer, Dan. If there's nothing else to be said about that point, I'll just change that one point about where this is coming from, where Dan looks like you're editing the doc.
Also, Dave, if you do fill it out as a form on the working group proposals and then send out the fact that you're even doing the proposal process, then you could probably have people come in and sign up that way too. Before you actually go before the TSC, you just sit there and say, we're about to do the proposal, who's interested in coming in on the proposal, and then go before the TSC with it.
Great. Yeah, and in the interested party section, we can include the people who've been coming to these meetings historically, which is a fairly good sized group. I mean, to Carson's point, there's been others such as Mark who aren't on the call today. So we've had kind of a good-sized core. We're not starting from scratch.
I think Mandy dropped off quite a bit ago. I was trying to watch to see when she would come back on.
Oh, you're right. I don't see her on the list now.
I think she was dialed in from a 503 number. I didn't catch if she said anything before she dropped, or maybe she just had a connectivity problem.
Yeah, I don't believe I heard anything.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if somebody else had heard.
So just in terms of next steps, do we want to, in terms of the refactoring, does somebody want to lead that to put it into the format for the working group proposal?
She had a little cricket.
That's right. Cue the cricket. I mean, I'd be happy to offer. I'm literally about to go on PTO for a few days, so I don't necessarily want to hold up the process.
If you want to initialize it, I can start copying stuff over, and I'll make sure to, well, I guess I don't have to do anything. It's going to be publicly visible there, so everybody can come in and start iterating on it.
Okay, so just, I haven't submitted, let me just make sure I understand the process. I haven't submitted a working group proposal before. So I'm on the wiki, I go to propose a new working group. I can copy and paste some of the stuff that we already have the content for, and then I publish it, and then it would be in a draft form, and then I can send you that link, Dan, and then you can add to it as needed. Is that the right workflow?
Yeah, there's a form for it, I think.
Yeah, so I'm on the wiki. I went to the working group proposal form. Okay. So, Dan, I'll fill out what I have so far, just copy and paste, and then you can take it pass.
Yeah, yeah, and hopefully others chime in too. And then, so then there's the matter of how we get it on the docket at the TSC, which is more a matter of when. So obviously, it's not going to be tomorrow. Presumably, no. Not going to be next week, because I think it would probably take a week for us to settle on making sure that the wiki is the wiki content is accurate. I don't know how much time we want to put into recruiting additional interested stakeholders there, but that's something else that could take some time. So I don't know. I'm just sort of thinking out loud here, but
yeah.
This week, not next week, but maybe the following.
Well, I think you bring up a good point about interested stakeholders. At least for the special interest group process, we had a criteria we wanted to hit for, I think it was 15, before we actually formally proposed it. I mean, I don't know if for working group there's an exact number we need to hit or a number we want to have before proposing. Does the number matter?
More is good.
I don't think we've ever attached a number to it, honestly. I think that more than five, and I think we'll probably be just fine with how much we've got into it. Previously, I think they've looked more at the scope of it and what they want to accomplish and how many people they have, and then go, okay, yeah, you can go do what you need to do. You know, it's like, so for certain white papers, it's like five people. It's like, okay, well, you can get in there and do what you need to do, so five people.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there hasn't been a number requirement attached to it. It's been more of a scope issue.
Okay, and we have more than five. Okay. In terms of timing then, Dan, yeah, maybe we could use this meeting in 2 weeks to just all take one more pass at the document that would be on the wiki at that point, and then plan to, so maybe if we put it on the docket in 2 weeks.
That sounds good. So we'll plan to meet again in 2 weeks and sort of ratify amongst ourselves that we're ready to go, and then we'll put that on the TSC agenda. So I think probably I won't mention it on the TSC this week, but maybe next week I'll sort of advertise the availability so that we can start growing the interested parties list.
Okay. And everybody here is welcome to edit the wiki, just like you're welcome to edit that Google Doc. If you don't already have access to the wiki, it's a free account you can get. You know, feel free to reach out to me or anybody on the call, and we can help you work through that if you'd like to edit the document. But yeah, I'll send, so this is what I'll do. I'll initiate it in the notes where I send around the link to the recording. I'll send a link to the wiki page. Everybody will have it. Again, everybody's welcome to edit it. We can do that collaboratively online for 2 weeks, meet again two Wednesdays, and then yeah, have the discussion the following Thursday.
Sounds good.
Any other action items, thoughts, comments with the last few minutes?
As far as you copying stuff over, you probably don't want a whole lot more edits to this Google Doc.
I mean, if you have more edits to make, I can wait. You want me to hold off a little bit? Were you gonna do some wordsmithing, or
it doesn't matter to me either way. I can do it on the wiki or I can do it on here. I just didn't want to do it in one place after you've already done in the other.
Yeah. Why don't we freeze this? I can do it right after the call. Why don't we freeze the Google Doc for now?
Okay.
And then I'll just look for an email for me shortly with the link to the wiki.
Perfect.
Great. And I'll put a note, I guess, up here. Please do not edit this page since we're moving the content to the wiki. All right. Any other comments, suggestions? Okay. Well, thanks for everybody's time. Yeah. Again, look for an email from me in 30, 45 minutes or so.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.